It's that time of the semester when clubs gather together to show off what's special about each and every one of them during Discoverfest at California State University Fullerton. One club in particular, called Greek InterVarsity, has grown and grown by semester, showing that faith life and Greek life do exist as one. This club comes together to meet every Tuesday and once a month enjoys meeting new people at what they call their large gatherings. They enjoy laughs, food, and worship as they come together as one and enjoy to learn about God in a brand new way. Franco Watts is a recent graduate from California State University Fullerton and was in Pi Kappa Alpha fraternity, as well as being in Greek InterVarsity and one of the founding fathers of the club.
I was privileged with the opportunity to help start Greek InterVarsity as an undergrad my senior year.
New intern for Greek InterVarsity Fullerton, Franco Watts, shows excitement and eagerness to talk about his job and what he is looking forward to for the club.
Having the opportunity to work for them part-time, it's been awesome to be able to contribute to this growing and awesome, flourishing community. We had a lot of growth the first year, and this year is really awesome to be able to work directly with some of my really close friends in a number of different fraternity and sororities. And so I felt that I am in a way trained really for this.
Greek InterVarsity Fullerton plans monthly large gatherings, and the first one of the semester is something to be very excited about.
I'm excited to see new faces. There's some new people who have been initiated.
Franco Watts and Nick Kwok, the leader of Greek InterVarsity at Fullerton, believe that they can change the outlook and stereotype of fraternity and sorority life at Cal State Fullerton as well as other campuses across California.
One of the things that we recognize is the reality that so many of these fraternities and sororities were started with deep-rooted Christian values. We would love to see Greek life in its fullness to be transformed, and we think that it's possible.
This is Kelsey Brink reporting for the Report Program.